The following clip was recorded live during my talk with a class in Economic Growth and Development at St. John's University in New York. The subject is Transportation in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Transportation is a major, major problem in Congo, economically and in every other way, if you think about it. The Congo has about 1,700 miles of paved roads. Okay? Now, remember how big this country is. The size of the United States east of the Mississippi with 1,700 miles of paved roads. Westchester County, where I live, I looked it up, has about 3,200 miles of paved roads. Now, there are other roads in Congo. There are dirt roads. This is one near the border. It's in Uganda. And this is a darn good one. I got to tell you, this is one of the better roads that that I've seen. Congo has about 15,000 kilometers of unpaved roads, 43,000 kilometers of what they call tracks, which basically are paths that aren't big enough to put a vehicle on, and other kinds of thing, other kinds of roads. Now, the lack of passable roads, all-weather roads, is a serious, serious problem if you think about it. How do you provide access to services like hospitals if you can't get there from here? Or education. You can't bus children to school if you don't have a road for the bus to ride on, right? And then there is the economy itself. How does a farmer, even if he could raise 100 bushels to the acre of corn, how does he get it to market on a road like this that's shut down three or four times a year when it rains? Because when these mud roads get wet, they become unbelievable. The ditches are, you can't really see here, but they're like 4 or 5 feet deep on each side of this road. And by the way, the roads aren't maintained by bulldozers and gravel trucks. They're maintained perhaps by the villagers that live nearby and use them, or perhaps by the government, who may or may not be paying the poor guy with the hoe that's out there cutting that brush along the road all day, every day. So, transportation is a major problem. Now, there are a lot of things that are being attempted. The Chinese, the United States, the European Union, the British are trying to help fund infrastructure like roads and bridges, railroads, and things like that. One of the blog posts that I made, I don't recall if it was this picture or something I wrote about the roads, prompted a comment from a fellow that lived in Congo. I'll read it to you here. His name is Alex Nguete, and he said, as the French expression has it, tout fait nombre. When I was a kid growing up in Kisangani, my father used to enthrall us with stories of his two-week dashes by road with his Belgian employer from Stanleyville to Leopoldville, which means that most of the road infrastructure is already there, although reclaimed by the jungle. That distance that in the good days took 2 weeks to travel by road is about 750 miles, or less than the distance from New York to Chicago, which I drove in 20 hours one time when I moved from Chicago to New York. 2 weeks to travel 750 miles by road when the roads were in good shape, and those roads have basically disappeared today. And that's connecting two of the largest cities in Congo. Those are the kinds of things that impact the economy, as I mentioned several times in Heart of Diamonds. One of the other vehicles that, because roads aren't the aren't what we're used to. A very common vehicle is a bicycle, and there was a passage in Heart of Diamonds, a very short one, where David is making his way to Buketi, and he goes along with a guy who has a bicycle. And the guy's not riding the bicycle, he uses the bicycle, he straps some aluminum poles to it, and he's pushing it along the roadway because the bicycle's a very convenient, flexible vehicle. These guys are selling plantains, and again, this is a bicycle. Each of these are bikes, and they've tied these 200, 300 pound stalks of plantains to each side of the bicycle so they can push them along to wherever they're going with them. This is a market that we stopped at on the way. Rivers, of course, are a big part of the transportation system, and always have been in Congo. The original highway in Congo was the Congo River, and the Kasai River is one of those major tributaries, and that's where the town of Shikapa is on the Kasai River. You may remember that. This is a Makoro, which is the a dugout canoe like the like they fled the village in. We see these everywhere on the rivers there. It's a very common way to get around, some bigger, some smaller, but this is probably a pretty average size. You can get three people in there and plenty of gear, and they're navigated by the guys stand in them to paddle or pole them through the water. They don't sit down. They stand so they can get more leverage in them, which, of course, makes them like this, very easy. But this is something you would have read about in Heart of Diamonds. One of the other things is the railroad. There's a plan right now to build more than 3,000 kilometers of new railway in Congo. Railroads are essential for the mining industry, and that's one of the things that's kind of held it back, and most of the railroads were destroyed during the war. Now they're, with Chinese aid and other aid, are attempting to rebuild the railroad system.
I'd like to thank Dr. Joyce Furfuro for the opportunity to talk about the Congo with her class.